This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. Recently, I sat down with Browns new tight ends coach, John Embry. With over 20 years of both collegiate and NFL coaching experience, Embry talks about what he has learned throughout his career that has made him the coach he is today.
How special was your time spent coaching through the college ranks as you made your way to the NFL?
It was good. You know, the thing about coaching college football was you were able to change guys' lives through it getting their degree or through them transitioning on to the NFL. I was fortunate enough to coach some very good players in college. I coached two Mackey Award winners, coached another guy that had 12 years in the league, another guy with 10 years that were tight end. So I've been very fortunate to coach some good players and some guys that go on and have success. And I really feel like they're my own children. You know, you spend 4 or 5 years with a kid, and you see them transition from a boy to a man and then go on and have success. You know, it's kind of like a proud father.
Your first 10 years with Colorado, you coached a magnitude of positions. Talk about that.
Well, I coached on offense and defense. I coached tight ends for I don't know how many years and defense for 4. It was good going over to defense. At first, I didn't want to. But it really helped me. Really helped me as a coach grow. It really helped me see the game from the perspective of what the defensive coaches think about and worry about. And so when I went back over to offense, it made it a lot easier for me to think from an attacking mode and seeing, you know, what we should do and maybe not shouldn't do as far as helping us have success.
Now, your first NFL coaching job was the Kansas City Chiefs. Talk about that experience.
It was a great experience. Worked with Herm Edwards, and Herm is everything you see on TV. So it was a lot of fun working with Herm, but then coaching Tony Gonzalez and Jason Dunn. Jason Dunn might have been the best blocking tight end at the time when he was there, and then obviously, you know, Tony, it speaks for itself. And it was a lot of fun because Tony's very prideful. Tony was a guy that wanted to be the best, and he worked accordingly.
How would you describe your coaching style and your philosophy on the way you want your position group to perform?
Well, first off, I want to be a good teacher. You know, I want to make sure that they're prepared when they go out on the field and know what to do. I tell them their job is to know what to do. My job is to teach them how to do it. So that's the first thing. So there's some on them as far as learning the playbook, and I'll help them, whether it's reps, whether it's walkthrough, whether it's film, help them with the learning process. But I'm real intense on the field. I'm fiery. I'm a high-energy guy. But off the field with them, having played it, obviously, and played the position, I understand things are going to happen. So I really feel like I tease my wife. I feel like I'm Dr. Frazier Crane at times, playing psychologist to help guys through rough spots.
And you're reunited with one of your former position coach and offensive coordinator, Norv Turner, and head coach Rob Chuzinski, a former tight end.
Yeah.
And you played the position. So there has to be a lot of excitement surrounding this position.
Well, I'm finally around guys that appreciate the position. You know, a lot of times, sometimes the tight end can be the 11th man on the field. And it really, when you have a good one or when you use the tight end position, it's something that, you know, when people don't have one, they realize how nice it is to have one. And like I said, I think, you know, with Jordan and the things that we're going to do here, that we have some pieces here.
Head coach Rob Chuzinski made it clear he wants an attacking style offense. How does that translate to the tight end position?
Well, you know, with the skill set that we have in some of our tight ends and what we want to do with it, that allows you to dictate to the offense. It does it in a couple ways. One's it limits what they're going to do personnel-wise. If you have a guy like Jordan, Cameron, same as what we have Tony Gonzalez, and you're able to flex them out, play them in different positions on the field. What it does for a defense, now they have to decide if they're going to play their nickel defense against you or play their base defense. If they play their base, obviously you have an advantage in the passing game. If they play their nickel, you have an advantage in the run game because of what those guys can do for you as a blocker. So using multiple tight ends really gives you an opportunity to force defenses to play simple. It limits a little bit of what they do from a pressure standpoint. But now as an offense, now you can dictate and decide how you want to go about attacking them.